This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeatedly impressed upon us the importance of fearing Him. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ أَوْ يُهُ بِلِي فِيَا اللَّهِ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Now, every time Allah impresses upon us the injunction of fearing Him, then you will find it would be followed up by a practical step. So in the 22nd juz in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah says, fear me. And then Allah gives us a practical step. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Utter the correct word, the correct speech. The word sadid is all encompassing. Let there not be any distortion. Let it not be a lie. Let it not be fabricated. Let there not be any hypocrisy in it. And that is why one of the ayat that are recited at the occasion of nikah is this verse addressing both the bride and the groom that commence your union with taking care of your tongue. In Arabic, they say, jirmuhu saghir, jirmuhu kabir. The flesh is small, but the crime of the tongue can be very severe. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah said, "Adrakna al-salaf, wahum la yarawna al-ibadata fi al-salati, wala fi al-sawmi, walakin fi al-kaffi an a'radi an-nas." That I had the privilege of interacting with the pious, and they never defined worship as nocturnal prayer or optional fast. Walakin fi al-kaffi an a'radi an-nas. But rather they defined piety by restraining your tongue from attacking the honor of others. Furthermore, he said, فَقَائِمُ اللَّيْلِ وَصَائِمُ النَّهَارِ إِلَّمْ يَحْفَظْ لِسَانَهُ أَفْلَسَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That if you stand in prayer and you offer optional fast, but you attack the honor of others, you will stand up as a pauper on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah said, مَنْ سَرَّحَ لِسَانَهُ فِي أَعْرَاضِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَمْسَكَ اللَّهُ لِسَانَهُ عَنِ الشَّهَادَةِ. The one who will taunt a believer, attack the honor of a believer, there is fear that he or she will die deprived of iman. May Allah protect us. In fact, in the fourth chapter of the Quran, fourth juz, verse 16, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the repentance of the adulterer and the adulteress. فَإِن تَابَ, if they repent, وَأَصْلَحَ, and they reform themselves, فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمَا, move on. Don't taunt them. In Masail al-Suluk, in Bayan al-Quran, under this ayah, it is written, فِيهِ عَدَمُ التَّثْرِيبِ عَلَى التَّائِبِ فَإِنَّهُ إِذَاءٌ بِلَا ضَرُورَ. In this is a strong warning that don't attack or insult or hurt the feelings of someone who has repented from a mistake that they have previously committed. Once a person came to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and I'll leave you with this, is very profound, amazing, and all encompassing. And he said to Abdullah ibn Umar, you are learned, you are knowledgeable, you are erudite. أَنِكْتُبْ إِلَيَّ بِالْعِلْمِ كُلِّي. Can you summarize knowledge for me? He said, knowledge is great, it's vast, it's infinite, it's limitless. But okay, since you're asking me, if you can practice three things, then you have practiced on the essence of knowledge. إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَلْقَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ خَفِيفَ الظَّهْرِ مِنْ دِمَاءِ النَّاسِ. If you can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, that your hands are not stained with the blood of any person. خميص البطن من أموالهم. That you have not usurped the rights of anyone or consumed the muscle of another unlawfully. كف اللسان عن أعراضهم. And you have not attacked the honor of any person. فافعل. Then you have practiced on the essence of knowledge in its entirety. May Allah grant us the ability to restrain our tongue and imbibe these three amazing qualities, which is the essence of deen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.